Four people, including Revolutionary Guards, have been killed in a rare attack on Iranian military.
Many of those killed were Revolutionary Guards. Foreign Minister Javad Zarif blamed regional terror sponsors, which would usually refer to Iran's regional enemies Saudi Arabia and Israel, and their US backers. He pledged a decisive response. State TV blamed Takfiri elements, meaning Sunni Muslim militants. Ahvaz is the capital of Khuzestan province, where there have been sporadic protests by an Arab minority over living standards and perceived discrimination. Tensions have soared, too, between mainly Shiite Iran and Sunni Saudi Arabia in recent years.
That is Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Debate continues over when Christine Blasey Ford will testify about her allegation that U.S. High Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her when they were teens. AP Sagar Magani reports.
Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell drew long cheers from evangelical activists when he said Kavanaugh will be confirmed in the very near future.
Don't get rattled by all of this. We're going to plow right through it.
But Kavanaugh's path to the court has been upended by the allegation and the disputes over having him and Ford testify next week. Democratic Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton says McConnell and other Republicans flubbed badly in initially giving Ford a take-it-or-leave-it Monday hearing, and says they'll now have to do it on her terms.
They can't have a Supreme Court nomination proceed under this cloud. They've got to hear from her now.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And the four-year-old results of a survey about sexual abuse on U.S. military installations around the world have finally been released. Findings show sexual abuse across the military on the rise. This is VOA News. China has canceled trade talks with the United States following Washington's imposition of new tariffs on Chinese goods. Former U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew spoke to Chinese and American scholars about China-U.S. trade issues.
In my view, the Trump administration tariffs are likely to make matters worse. Constructive engagement remains the best course, working together where we agree and narrowing our differences where we do not.
The U.S.-China trade war has been going on for months. The death toll rose to 167, and one survivor was reportedly rescued Saturday from the ferry boat that capsized in Tanzania's Lake Victory Thursday. Tanzanian officials continued their search inside the overturned vessel for a third day Saturday as an investigation into the mishap got underway. Search teams spent the day pulling bodies from the boat, which sank amid speculation it was overcrowded as 4 days of mourning began for victims. U.S. President Trump has come out swinging against so-called bad people and the U.S. Justice Department and the FBI as well. He suggested more firings are on the way. AP's Jackie Quinn has details.
Look at what's going on.
On the same day, the news breaks that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein reportedly made a comment last year about secretly taping President Trump. And maybe he brought up the 25th Amendment about a president's ability to hold office. President Trump, on a campaign stop, decried the Washington swamp and slammed some in the Justice Department.
Some real bad ones. You've seen what's happened at the FBI. They're all gone. They're all gone.
Without naming any names.
There's a lingering stench, and we're going to get rid of that, too.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Turkey is signaling its readiness to use force against radical groups in the Syrian Idlib enclave as part of a deal struck with Moscow. Critics of the Idlib deal insist that Moscow has trapped Ankara into committing itself to eradicate radical groups, which carries the risk of a conflict with jihadis. Former U.S. President Barack Obama urged voters in the state of Pennsylvania to get out and vote in November, telling a crowd in Philadelphia they cannot afford to stay on the sidelines. At a rally for two leading Democrats running for re-election, that's Governor Tom Wolf and Senator Bob Casey, President Obama said the only way to control the abuse of power is to vote.
The Republicans in Congress right now, they're no check on the White House. They're bending over backwards to shield. To shield folks from scrutiny and accountability.
And also in November, the sixth elections, the Democrats are trying to oust Republicans in four U.S. House districts and more than a dozen in Philadelphia area alone. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA 1, the voice of America.